Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Good morning. On today's top of the hour news story, I want to talk about frozen yogurt versus ice cream. If you think, and you're somebody who thinks, as I did, that frozen yogurt is healthier, you're definitely not alone. But a new survey conducted by Menchie's, a frozen yogurt chain, roughly 95% of Americans believe the softer stuff is better for them than ice cream. The freezing process used to make this dessert kills some of that healthy bacteria. So people like to eat yogurt because they think it's got probiotics in it, but that freezing process really does kill some of them. So to compensate, some of the manufacturers of Froyo and standard yogurts too add extra probiotics after production. So you want to look for the live and active culture seal on it. You can also try making your own by taking a good yogurt that you like, stirring it a bunch of times and freezing it, and see how that pretty much comes out. But remember that probiotics alone don't make this a health food. People don't realize that frozen yogurt oftentimes has more sugar than ice cream. Yes, you did hear that. For each half cup serving, frozen yogurt contains about 17 grams of sugar, where ice cream usually has only about 14 or sometimes less. For the same serving size, that's about a half a cup serving. So in order to get rid of the tart taste that sometimes yogurt has, the companies often add sugar. However, if you're thinking about fat content, ice cream certainly has more fat, usually around 7 grams per serving or more in some cases, a lot more in some cases, compared to 4 grams in Froyo, for example. And this is according to the USDA. So it isn't necessarily a bad thing, though, because if you think about fat, it can slow the body's digestion of sugar. So you'll feel more satisfied. You won't experience the blood sugar spike like you might with a swirl of frozen yogurt that's been sweetened with extra sweetener. Portion control is always an issue. Whenever somebody tells you that something is better for you, healthier for you, has less sugar, as in frozen yogurt, people trick themselves into thinking they can eat more. That happens a lot. So the smallest cup still tends to be pretty big. People at these frozen yogurt shops, you see people load up their cups, whereas as ice cream, they'd only order one scoop. You go to those frozen yogurt shops that let you fill up your own cup, and people load up on those things. So you sometimes would get something that's 300 to 400 calories worth when you were expecting, 150 calories or so. You want to make sure when you're going to eat something like that to slowly eat it, savor it, whether you're eating frozen yogurt or whether you're eating ice cream in the summertime. You know, ice cream is just, I got to stop saying, you know, ice cream is really so good. It just tastes great. And recently we were even at a lake house and the Dippin' Dots boat went by and my husband just cruised out on a boat to get some Dippin' Dots. But we shared 2 bags of it because those things are really high in sugar and in fat. And I don't even know how they make them. So if you've ever want to look it up, I might want to look that up actually now that I'm bringing it up, Dippin' Dots, because I think they're used like kind of like dry ice. But we'll have to look that up. Don't quote me on that. They are kind of wild and they sort of taste good in your mouth and they sort of just melt nice and easy. So if you're going to eat ice cream or frozen yogurt this summer, just be aware of your portion controls. Read labels as we always tell you to do here on Radio MD. And that's what we're doing at the top of the hour. We're giving you health tips and advice, things you can take and use right now. So read those labels for sugar content, fat content, and then just pick your favorite flavor and enjoy. We got a great show coming up for you. So stay tuned, stay well, and stay motivated.